On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM.
From KM Media Group.
With news you can trust.
News for Kent at 1. Nicola Everett.
MPs in her final Prime Minister's questions.
This afternoon, I shall have an audience of Her Majesty the Queen. I shall then continue with my duties in this House from the back benches, where I will continue to be the Member of Parliament for Maidenhead.
She hands over power to Boris Johnson and will no longer be PM after she goes to Buckingham Palace. Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn insists her successor has no mandate from the people, though.
Doesn't she agree the best thing the Right Honourable Member for Uxbridge could do later on today when he takes office is to call a general election and let the people decide their future?
Mrs. May will give a farewell speech in Downing Street before going to see the Queen to quit. Boris Johnson will then take over and his first job is to appoint a cabinet. Sajid Javid is tipped for Chancellor while Priti Patel could become Home Secretary. You can follow all the updates from Westminster this afternoon by clicking on our live blog at kentonline.co.uk.
KMFM News.
Tributes are being paid this lunchtime to a Kent footballer who's died after collapsing on the pitch. 26-year-old Charlie Slocum was rushed to hospital after playing in a six-a-side game on Monday. He passed away yesterday afternoon. He used to play for Tunbridge Angels and manager Steve McKim has described him as a nice, humble lad and someone you could rely on. A German student left fighting for his life following an attack in Canterbury is said to be improving. Daniel Ezzedine suffered serious injuries when it happened on Rose Lane in the city in June. The 17-year-old was initially given a 30% chance of survival but is now said to be awake and able to recognise his family. 11 people have been arrested in connection with the attack. A police helicopter is being used to help search for a man who's thought to be carrying a weapon after officers were called to a disturbance in Faversham. A car on Lower Road is thought to have been damaged when it happened just after 9 this morning. We've been told a woman has been arrested and remains in custody.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
Firefighters are still at the scene of a large fire on the army firing ranges at Lydd. At its height, around 100 firefighters were tackling the flames after it broke out yesterday evening following a day of scorching temperatures. Well, crews say they are making good progress and are damping down hotspots, but if you live nearby, the advice is still to keep windows and doors closed. But it all comes as the hot weather raises concerns among farmers in Kent. Since Monday, there have been 5 fires in fields and undergrowth in the county, including one that broke out on Shrubbery Road in Dartford yesterday evening. Leanne McMahon is from Kent Fire and Rescue.
A lot of these fires are discarded smoking materials, but there are other things. So things like in the countryside, take your rubbish with you. It'd be surprising what can start a fire. So the reflection from a tin can or from glass can equally be as dangerous.
And as the heat wave continues, rail passengers in Kent are being warned of possible disruption tomorrow. Southeastern say they'll be operating a significantly reduced service as speed restrictions will need to be put in place across the network. It's thought tomorrow could be the hottest day ever recorded in the UK, with temperatures hitting up to 39 degrees. And an exhibition of artwork created by people who've all been victims of hate crime has gone on display in Kent. Stats released in May revealed race hate crimes against children in the county had reached a 3-year high, with more than 300 offences recorded in the last 12 months. Some victims were toddlers and babies. Well, now Victim Support is trying to raise awareness of the problem and the support that's available by showing the work at the Blake Gallery in Gravesend. Crime Commissioner Matthew Scott has given them funding.
The effects of hate crime can be multiple and they can be very serious. It can leave people feeling a sense of shame. They can feel disenfranchised. They can feel isolated from their own communities.
You can also watch our video report on this story at Kent Online.
KMFM Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Cricket and Ireland's bowlers are dominating against England in their test match at Lord's. Tim Murtagh's taken 5 wickets, with Mark Adair taking another 2, including that of Kent's Joe Denley, who made just 23 runs. A short time ago, England was struggling on 67 for 9. That's the latest. Next updates at 2.